What habits should children have? I believe that the most important habits that a child should have are good manners and a good work ethic. I think that these are habits that are quite hard to develop later in life. When you meet a young person who is rude or lazy, normally they do not change. Therefore, I think it is imperative that children learn to be polite and hardworking from a young age through having good habits. Teaching a child to clean their room regularly and to say please and thank you is a great start for developing good habits regarding manners and work ethic. What should parents do to teach their children good habits? The most important thing a parent can do to teach their children good habits is to lead by example. Children often emulate their parents. They copy the way they speak and the way they behave. Therefore, if a parent demonstrates good habits and behavior, then their children will want to do the same. It is no use telling a child to be polite and have good habits if their parents do not do it themselves. Therefore, I think there is no better way for parents to teach their children good habits than by displaying good habits themselves. Why do children learn bad habits? Children learn bad habits from observing poor role models. There are many different ways children can observe poor role models. Sometimes other children, particularly older children, can be poor role models who teach children bad habits. Sometimes there are poor role models on TV and social media that children emulate and so learn bad habits. In some rare cases, adults can be poor role models, such as a bad teacher or a relative with bad habits. Children copy the behavior they see, so they learn bad habits from other people around them. Why do some habits change when people get older? I think people's habits change when they get older because their personality changes. There are certain habits which are only possible when you are young, and some which are only possible when you are old. For example, someone in their 20s can develop an incredible work habit, spending 12 hours a day at a high-intensity job. This would be impossible for someone in their 60s, because they no longer have the strength or energy to work like that. In contrast to this, elderly people develop good habits for waking up early because they live less high-intensity lives and do not have to stay awake very late at night. What's the benefit of having a daily routine? The main benefit of having a daily routine is that it keeps you focused and productive. A daily routine is a very useful thing to have because it means that every day you have a plan of what you want to do. Without a daily routine, it is easy to get distracted and waste time, which means you are not very productive. A daily routine means that when you wake up, you get to work straight away, even if it's just showering early in the morning and making a good breakfast. Even small routines increase a person's productivity. Therefore, daily routines are very beneficial because they produce productive and successful people. Do you think people who have fixed routines are not creative? I do not think people who have fixed routines are not creative. Honestly, routines have nothing to do with creativity. People who are creative have routines, and people who are not creative have routines. Routines are all about being productive and using your time efficiently. This is important for people who are serious-minded and important for people who are creatively-minded. Working in a business and creating a piece of art are both things that require time and effort. Therefore, they are assisted by having a routine. Therefore, I do not think people who have fixed routines are necessarily not creative.